Dragan Vasiljević was a rebel Serb commander during the 1990s Balkan War. Also known as Captain Dragan, the 62-year-old has been found guilty of the killings and torture of captive Croatian civilians and soldiers. Vasiljević moved to Australia at the age of 15, before returning to the Balkans in 1991 to train a Serbian rebel group opposed to Croatia breaking away from Yugoslavia. He returned to Australia, where he worked as a golf instructor under the name Daniel Snedden, but returned to Croatia in 2015 after losing a decade-long battle to block extradition. A panel of judges has found Vasiljević guilty of two charges, which include beating and torturing imprisoned Croatian police and army troops and commanding a special forces unit involved in the destruction of Croatian villages. The court has also found he was responsible for the deaths of at least two civilians. In handing down the sentence, the chief judge had this to say.
They were beating prisoners with their guns. They were brandishing their guns in front of them, pushing the barrels into their mouths. They were taking them out to be executed, tying them up, psychologically abusing them. They tortured them, deprived them of water, and he was told about all of this by prisoners. He saw all of this for himself. He saw the wounds on the prisoners. Prisoners were unable to move because of their wounds. He didn't do anything to prevent this and punish the perpetrators.
The trial took 1 year and involved 60 prosecution witnesses, including some who said they were tortured by Vasiljević himself. He was arrested in Australia in 2006, the first Australian accused war criminal to be extradited to face a trial overseas. Ivan Turudic from the Association of Croatian Prisoners of War spoke in front of the court.
He got less than a year for each killed Croatian prisoner. Then I have to ask you, how much is one life of a prisoner worth?
Vasiljević maintains his innocence. Defence lawyer Tomislav Filaković says his client will lodge an appeal.
There is no substance for such a drastic verdict here in this case. I think the amount of war crime activity in this case is far less than in some cases, where crimes were much harsher and courts gave less than 10 years in sentence.
La Trobe University law professor Gideon Boas has previously worked as a senior legal officer at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. Professor Boas says Australia had the option to prosecute Vasiljević here, but spent millions supporting an extradition process.
I think the message from Croatia is we're committed to prosecuting war crimes that have occurred in our jurisdiction, and that's just and right. The message for Australia is we missed an opportunity and spent an enormous amount of money on obtaining the extradition of a person who's also an Australian citizen who we could have prosecuted. If there's a takeout from this, it is, I hope, that it generates some interest again in Australia for investigating and prosecuting war crimes for people who have committed those crimes elsewhere but are residing here.
Vasiljević has been in custody for 2 years and has already served 9 years behind bars in Australia.